And so tonight to the theatre, 6 o'clock on a warm Sunday afternoon, to Mac Homer at QPAC in Brisbane. Mac Homer is the one-man version of Macbeth told by the cast of The Simpsons. Yes, that's right, the entire cast of The Simpsons. And the one man in question is Scott Miller, a Canadian wit and a vocal genius. Mac Homer is the story of one dysfunctional family told by another dysfunctional family. And it had its genesis in 1995 when Rick was on tour in Canada with Macbeth. A fellow actor back then, Sean Lynch, is Mac Homer's director now, but he and Rick have developed what were backstage jokes and impersonations into a 75-minute demonstration of the power of the performer. Now, could Mac Homer have been awful, a cheesy bit of self-indulgence? Oh, most definitely it could. And was it? Absolutely not. The key to Mac Homer's success lies in Miller's brilliant craft skills, especially his vocal dexterity, the cleverness of the writing, and a production design which fuses live action, sound, puppetry, and big screen animations in what is a non-stop, beautifully choreographed, performative delight. But really, it's the gleeful parody of popular culture, television especially, as well as musical theatre and celebrity, that form the spine of the production and prove to be its strength. But, you know, you have to say it's also the power of the original text, Shakespeare's Macbeth. Those big moments refuse to lie down. Yeah, in this production, it's Barney Gumble, the drunken slob who plays Macduff. But when he delivers those lines about his dead wife and children, it's still got me. And the same when Homer hears about Lady Marge, Mac Homer's death. And by the way, his Marge is terrific, I think. Same thing. But then I guess you have to say that Miller's working with some pretty good basic material. Miller's vocal dexterity is absolutely stunning. Now, I have to admit, I don't know my Simpsons as well as most of the rest of the audience did. And a friend of mine said that she felt Miller didn't quite get Homer's voice as well as he got everyone else's. But it was pretty good to me, I thought. Tonight, there are a healthy lot of kids enjoying the show, as well as we first night freeloaders. But, you know, I'm still thrilled at the way he switched so completely, physically and vocally, between characters. This is not easy to do, and Miller's slickness is part of the attraction of the show and of his performance. The show ends with a parody of tragedy, performed in true Shakespearean style as a sort of upbeat comic musical piece. But he really does save the best to last. His encore is a musical celebration of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, of all things, sung by 30 or so well-known artists. It's pure, dazzling, performative genius. I just wanted him to go on and on. In this little encore, he gets the sound, the style, the musicality of what is a pretty difficult piece anyway, just right. Terrific stuff. So, my recommendation, see this. If you like your Simpsons, if you like Macbeth, but especially if you enjoy watching good actors at work, and Rick Miller is one of the best.